KX93.5 once a week brings you our segment City Chats, where we learn about a new city employee and their department, and we're joined by a veteran of our radio station, perhaps in a more fun, less serious way today. That's Jordan Vilwalk, the Emergency Operations Coordinator for the city. Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Tyler. How are you, bud?
I'm glad to have you back. There's no fire that I know of at the moment. No flash flood.
We're all clear.
You're just here playing songs.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to be here.
That's way better. So why don't you start by telling us what the Emergency Operations Coordinator is and does, which is kind of a new position for the city.
Well, first, Tyler, let me congratulate you on your recent marriage
and
the new one coming on the way here soon.
Thank you.
So really exciting to see all the baby pictures. It's a great time.
Thanks, dude.
So a little bit about Jordan is I grew up locally here in Southern Orange County. I actually went to Dana Hills High School just down the road. And I started the department here as a police explorer when I was 16 years old. So I was the little kid directing traffic downtown and the one manning the Patriots Day parade and learning about law enforcement as a youth. And it was an incredible program. And that really is what hooked me onto public safety. And then I transitioned into a dispatch position where I decided that was a good route for me to take when I was completing my bachelor's degree, where I went at Concordia just down the road as well. And from there, I kind of had a passion in disaster preparedness, and I decided that I wanted to continue my education and went to Long Beach State and got an emergency management master's degree. And that's kind of really transitioned to the role that I'm in right now.
And did they kind of create the job for you in mind? Because it didn't exist before you had it.
Correct. So it was always an ancillary duty. It was one of a task that was placed on a police sergeant before me and then on me when I was also still holding positions in the dispatch center. And then it grew to the importance where it needed to be its own position. So yes, correct.
Right. And not a lot of cities probably have this position, but Laguna Beach is such a unique disaster prone place that we do need it.
Yeah, probably more than you think do have the position, but you're right. Here in Laguna, we have a lot of hazards, so there's a lot of work to be done, definitely.
So what are some of the major crises you've dealt with in your tenure in this position so far?
Well, from the city when I started, I was here before the Bluebird landslides in 2005. I was here for numerous fires, the one above Ruby's, the one out in the canyon, a few that we've had out there, one by the ASL. Also the Aliso fire just last summer, just about a year ago, 2 days ago was the year mark from when we had that fire back in Aliso and Woods Canyon Park. We had the flooding of 2010, we had the storms in 17 and then again on Valentine's Day. So definitely not, new to me as far as disasters, but those are also our, most vulnerable hazards that we have to face is you have flooding, you have fires, you have storms, and that's really what we see a lot here.
Right. You were just named something pretty cool. You were named one of Orange County's top 100 most influential people by the Register.
Yes. Do I influence you?
Every day. I think about all the ways in which you inspired and influenced me. Were you surprised to read that?
Completely.
Yeah.
The way I found out is I got a Google alert that my name was in the paper, which is kind of traditional for
us. Okay, so you have a Google
us.
Alert for your name, first of all.
Correct. Just because of the position you're in, people tend to quote you a lot and you try to get ahead of that. So I got this and I thought I was just going to be quoted in it for somebody else. And I take the claim to fame that I actually bumped Mike Trout off the list.
Nice.
So it wasn't on this last year's list, but Jordan Vilwalk was.
How do you think that came about? How'd they even know about you?
I think it had to do a lot of the things that we've been doing here in Laguna Beach with the being the first city in Orange County to have the independent access to wireless emergency alerts, the fact that we added the downtown outdoor warning system, the work that we've done on our evacuation plans and our alert and warning plans. I think that really put us at the top here and making disaster preparedness so important when we've had so many large disasters here in Southern California this past year or so.
Yeah. Do you think maybe Lagunans don't realize how robust our emergency response alert systems truly are?
Yeah, I think that they take it for granted until it's something they really need, right? And so I just want them to know that we have their back and we have one of the best alert and warning systems here and we're looking to even get better too.
Let's plug Nixl while we're at it.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Yeah, Nixl is our community alert system. This is a quick text message that you could get for traffic alerts or road closures or citywide events too. And you can just text our zip code 92651. To the number 888-777 and it will automatically enroll you. It's really easy and it's a good way to help avoid maybe road closures and to save you some time on the roads as well.
Cool. Jordan Vilwalks here, Emergency Operations Coordinator for the city, as part of our segment City Chats. This does include song choices that you picked. I'm surprised by three country songs today.
Yes.
Doesn't happen on our station very often.
Yeah, I figured I needed to mix it up a little
bit. You get to do it. So tell us about Hurricane by Luke Combs.
Well, I had to go with the Disaster Nexus, and I didn't want to bring it too close to home with some of the other disaster songs. So I figured
you didn't
Hurricane,
go with Wildfire.
Yeah, I figured Hurricane was safe, and Luke Combs is great, so...
Good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair.
So again, Hurricane by Luke Combs. That's Jordan Vilwalks' first pick today on City Chats. You're right. Great song, dude.
Thank you.
Well done. It's all country today. I'll forewarn everybody who's listening. So we're talking about Jordan's role and what he does, and the emergency operations coordinator. And another thing I learned from my preparedness document, thank you, Cassie, is that you're a commissioner in Lake Forest.
I am.
What does that mean?
Yeah, it basically means that I assist in making recommendations to the city council in Lake Forest on traffic and parking issues. So something that's near and dear here in Laguna Beach, but also impacts other cities too.
Like that must feel funny, as if Lake Forest has a parking or traffic issue.
Right?
I can't even imagine what that is.
I know. People can find ways to complain about almost
anything. About anything. Indeed. So... you know, we did talk a little bit about fire with Fire Chief Mike Garcia a couple episodes ago, but you're very involved in that world. What's the latest on fire safety, fire preparedness, and that sort of thing in Lacuna?
So definitely we had a really wet winter, which was great. The last year we had a lot of rain, but with that comes the fuel. So I'm sure people have noticed about in Laguna Canyon Road and kind of in our wilderness areas that there was a lot of a green that's now turning to a little bit brown. So as we work on doing fuel modifications and doing what we can, it's just a reality that we have to live with, that it's surrounding this wonderful place to live. And it's just one of the threats. So I think the advice that I could give is make sure you're registered for our alert systems, make sure you have a go bag that you're ready to go. And when we do ask you to evacuate, that you take it seriously and you leave.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to plug that podcast that on our website archived are 5 episodes that you and I did about emergency preparedness.
Yeah, back in the day.
There's one whole episode about the go bag and what should be in it. One of those things is a crank radio.
Yes.
Thank you. Hello.
We gave some of those away, I believe.
We did. We still have a couple laying around, in fact, for backup. We did give away some crank radios. And being the FM radio station that comes in most clearly in Laguna and being the local one, we're committed to being to broadcasting during emergency as well. Well, we have backup batteries, backup generators. So thanks to your guys' partnership, we're prepared for that day as well.
Great.
And Jordan ends up on the air with us anytime something happens.
Absolutely. It's such an important resource to be able to communicate with our community as well.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. And I always say this in front of city council, but radio being one of the most archaic mediums we have is also the simplest technology. So it's the one thing that will hopefully still be standing and going if internet goes out or TV went out or anything like that. We're a metal pole on a roof and it tends to still work, you know, during a disaster. So, we talked about the backpack. Let's go to another song and we'll come back with a few more things. But Jordan did pick 3 cool songs for us today. What is your next one?
Yeah, so I figure I need to lighten it up a little bit. We live in a wonderful place and go back to a little bit of old school country.
I got a rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard. I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day seed I'd sown, give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. Grow me a Fu Manchu, and a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
All right, Jordan Vilwalk, Emergency Operations Coordinator for the city. This is our segment, City Chats, also podcasted online each week, learning more about a local department and the person who's in charge of it. So Jordan talking to us about emergency coordinating in Laguna. So we talked about Nixle, but are there other things that you want people to make sure they're signed up for?
Yeah, definitely. Alert OC is our emergency notification system. So people are encouraged to go on alertoc.com and they can register their cell phone, their text numbers, their email addresses. And this is a geo-targeted system. So we're able just to target specific neighborhoods or pass different messages to different neighborhoods depending on what we need to get across. So it's a great way for us to communicate. And we currently purchase all the E911 data from the landlines or home phones that are there, but a lot of people don't have those anymore. So we do need people to also add their other information so we can contact them during disasters.
Yeah. And then as far as preparation is concerned, aside from just being prepared for the communication, you know, we talked a little bit off the air about how I live in one of the more dangerous parts of Laguna because I'm up Bluebird Canyon. I'm in a box canyon. I'm surrounded by brush. You know, if someone lives, as many people do, in Laguna Beach in a situation like that, what can they do with their homes to make sure they're safe?
So definitely you want to make sure that you clear any vegetation that you can around your home. It's the home hardening, it is what it calls. So you want to make sure that you protect yourself, make sure you don't have, you know, all the things that are really close to your home that if they catch fire could catch your home on fire during an event. That, you know, kind of relates to what happened up in Paradise, that we saw an ember driven fire, that embers were dropping miles ahead of the fire. And because people had those combustibles that were on their porches or on their patios that they would start. And you really want to get those succulent types. Look at what we have in our municipal code is what you're able to plant and try to do the best that you can protect and harden your home. We have a lot of information on our city website as well under the fire department.
Should people be thinking about like a desert landscape or rock gardens or stuff? Does it need to be that serious?
Well, they need to make sure that they prevent having the type of vegetation that's going to catch their house on fire. And we always say at least 30 feet of defensible space is what we're trying to get so that the firefighters can protect it and that it gives it enough time for the people to get out during those fast moving wildfire events.
And hopefully your landscaper would know what's flammable and what's not.
Yes. And we also have some guides and plans in the city that helps you traverse that process as far as what should be planted and give you some recommendations.
Okay, cool. Jordan Vilwalk is here. Not only was he Orange County's top 100 most influential person. You were the city employee of the year.
Yes, for the police department I was.
Dude.
I know, it's awesome. That was probably the best honor because you're voted in by your peers.
Right.
So I definitely work with a good group of people. We have a lot of fun. We do a lot of good work and I'm really honored to have that title as well this past year.
Do you still work dispatch on occasion?
I do. I'm actually working this Sunday night.
Okay, give Jordan a call.
In there. Hopefully no one has to call 911, but I'll be in there. That was something I really enjoyed and I do miss from time to time.
Do you?
Just going in, absolutely.
I call 911 sometimes because I've taken the Citizens Academy class and I learn like if anything is remotely suspicious to you, just call. That's why you guys are there. So
absolutely.
I've been less hesitant in calling 911 since I took that. And I thought I saw a drunk driver and I called at like 11 o'clock at night and you answered.
That's right.
And
you never know.
I was worried to give him my name because I was like, oh, just Jordan's going to know it's me. So I was just like, Tyler. And you were like, okay, thanks, Tyler. And I'm not sure you knew, but it was me.
I know. I knew. I have no idea. We talked to so many people.
I know.
But yes, that's what we're there for.
It's memorable for me, at least. All right, before we go into your last song, is there anything else you want to make sure we highlight?
Did you want to talk about the trip up to Paradise?
Sure, please.
Awesome. So that was kind of an opportunity that the mayor's subcommittee was able to put together, where we traveled up to Paradise, California, and had a tour with the first on scene battalion chief and a lot of the first responders that were there. So I've been to a lot of disaster zones, but this one was particularly eye-opening because over 90% of the city was completely devastated and completely gone. We were traversing around the city from the parts that we could get to, and you're driving over parts in the road that were bumps because that's where a car actually burned as it was trying to evacuate. So it really helped guide and push the mayor's subcommittee in directions to make some good recommendations as we come back to council next month with what we could do to mitigate the fire risk that's in our community, and really helped highlight what went well for them and areas that they could have improved on, and really what we do here in Laguna and what areas we can improve on. So it was kind of a hard thing to see, but also so important to bring back so we can make sure that we protect our community.
What's the number one thing you think you learned or took away from that?
I think I learned that this fire was just moving crazy fast, and it was burning over cell phone towers, and it just kind of highlights the need for alert and warnings to go off in advance and be one of the top priorities so that the resident and population gets warned so they can take their own individual actions.
Yeah, it's what we always talk about, cell towers going down and cell service going, and it's already iffy in this town. Absolutely. So all it takes is for one or two towers to go, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's a great example of that. All right, let's go into your last song, which is ending on an upbeat note. Trace Adkins, you're going to miss this.
Yes. So same artist, but just reminds me of my daughter, so.
Well, it doesn't say it's the same artist. It says it's two different people.
Well, isn't there three songs?
Yeah, Travis Tritt and Trace Adkins. Aren't those different people?
They are. But isn't there a song that we played twice?
I'm so confused.
Play the song.
Wait, you got to tell me what it's about. Your daughter.
Yeah, it's just about the little ones and how the, what is that saying? The days are long, but the years go by quick. Mm. And it's so true, so.
Yeah, how sweet. Jordan Vilwalk, City Chats every week. I appreciate you, buddy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
All right.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money, and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. She knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this.
But you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days